You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy.
Yeah. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I want to tell her so bad. Oh, we'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
This right here, Shirley, is this is called Adoption Agency. Adoption Agency. I'm about to adopt a man's child. He just don't know I'm about to come over there and pick the child up. He don't know I'm finna come through there.
Wait, what? Not from an agency? Wait,
I'm finna come through there and get the baby. That's what I'm finna do. Okay? Hey, have the baby ready when I get there. Adoption agency.
You gonna take somebody's child?
Yeah. Imagine you got your grandbabies at the house, and I'm calling you, telling you I'm finna come through there and get these babies.
Yeah, it's gonna be a different fashion. I'm gonna give them to you.
All right, let's go, cat dog. This right here is Adoption Agency. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Clarence.
Yeah, this is he.
Clarence, how you doing, man? This is Robert. We were trying to get a schedule with you guys. Maybe we can swing through and pick up little Clarence, I guess, around 6, if you guys are available around 6.
Okay, what do you mean, picking up little Clarence?
Well, we got the call that we can come and actually pick up Clarence and take him with us. Have you guys packed his things up yet?
Whoa, wait a minute. Got the call from who that you can come pick him up? I don't know nothing about this.
Well, my name is Robert, and my wife and I got the call that we could... Do you not know about us adopting little Clarence?
Oh, what the adopting who?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Are you guys at Drive?
Yeah, that's my address. But what you talking about? You gonna come take my son from me?
Okay, but your son is 2 years old, right?
Yeah, he's 2. What they got to do with you coming to pick up my son? And what is this agency's number?
The agency told us that adoption agency. They've got all our information. We've filled out all the paperwork, and you guys aren't aware that we're supposed to come there today to pick him up?
Hell no. What adoption agency said this was? How'd they get my information?
I'm not sure. We've got pictures of Clarence my wife is actually going out and bought balloons and everything, and we were gonna come through. They told us anytime today, so we felt maybe like around 6 p.m. we'd come get him.
Well, now you ain't coming here to pick up no Clarence. I'm tell you that right now.
Okay, wait a minute now. This I mean, this can't be happening.
Okay, wait a minute.
What's happening?
You're Clarence Senior, correct?
Yes, I am.
And you don't know anything about us to come over there to pick the baby up?
Hell no, I don't know nothing about this. See, what's the name of this place again?
Adoption agency.
Who gave you my information and how'd they get my information to come pick up my son?
I don't know that, sir. All I know is we've bought a car seat. We're my wife has bought balloons.
Man, I don't care. Y'all bought a car seat, balloons, high chair, whatever. You ain't coming to get my son.
Okay, sir. What I'm not gonna do is tell my wife that we're not coming to get Clarence Jr. today.
Oh yeah, y'all. You gonna have to tell her that because you ain't coming here to pick up my son,
sir. From with the paperwork that I have, Clarence is actually my son now.
Man, you and your paperwork. You ain't coming here to pick up my son.
Sir, Clarence Jr. is mine, and I'm actually going to change his name to Robert. So,
like hell you are. Come on over here if you want to. Come on over here. I'm waiting for you. I'm standing in the driveway right now.
Okay, well, wait a minute. The adoption agency tells us that you guys are not doing well financially. Are you working?
No, I ain't working. What the f*** I got to do with anything? I ain't gonna get rid of my son just because I ain't working.
Okay, but in other words, you're not able to provide for him, from what I understand.
Man, my son ain't missed no meal. He got clothes on his back. He got a roof over his head. Man, I'm not. You ain't coming here to pick up my son. I don't care what I got to do, man. I go out, cut grasses. I make money on the side, washing cars and everything.
Okay,
I'm about to come here and get my son.
But don't you think he deserves a better home? I don't know what the screw up is. I don't know, but I'm trying to at least rationalize with you, man, so you can understand why my wife.
Rationalize with you. You ain't coming to get my son. He in a good home right now. I love my son. You ain't taking him nowhere. I'm telling you, I'm right here in the driveway. Come on over here.
Sir, I don't want to go back and forth.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I am, me and my wife are coming to get Clarence today.
Okay, come on. Come on, I'm waiting for you. I've already told you about 2-3 times. Come on, I'll be waiting right here. I guarantee you.
Sir, I don't want any altercations when I get there. I just want Clarence to get in the car, and me and my wife are going to take him to his new home.
When you get here, it's going to be one hell of an altercation. So your wife won't come, the law, whoever's going to come with you. Bring my adoption agent, too, so I can whoop that too.
You know what, man? If you was to be able to provide for your family, wouldn't nobody be trying to adopt your child? The problem is that you can't take care of your family. Now, me and my wife coming over there, and we coming to get Clarence Jr.
You ain't coming down here to get my child. Man, you get down here, I'm going to you and your wife up. How about that?
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait, well, you going to do what to my wife?
Well, I don't hear women, but I'm going to tell you right now, you and your wife going to come down here. I'm going to help both of you. Anybody come down here try to take my child up out of my house, they going to get up.
I'm coming to get it. I got to do what I got to do.
I'm going to tell you right now, you ain't coming down here to get my son. You, your wife, I'm telling you, nobody's going to come here and take my son.
I'm not going to disappoint my wife.
You got my number. I don't know how you got my address. I don't care what agency you got going through or whatever going on. But I'm telling you right now, you come down here, I'm all y'all up.
I'm not going to disappoint my wife. Now, she think we coming to get this.
I don't give a who disappoint whoever you want disappoint. I don't give about that right now, but you ain't about to take my son about that.
I'm gonna come and get him out there. I done told my wife I was coming to get him.
Man, I'm telling man, you better tell your wife. You come in this driveway, I'm gonna be sitting right here waiting for you, and I'm gonna every last one of y'all up. Every last one of y'all. I don't care who you bring. You can bring President Obama, and I'm gonna
you ain't finna do nothing. You ain't finna do. You ain't finna.
Try to take my son out of the house. I'm gonna tell you right now. Everybody getting
up. All I'm finna do is let you know this. I'm coming to get Clarence Jr.
You ain't got nothing to tell me or let me know. I'm letting you know right now. You better come here with the coroner and everybody, because I'm about to you up. You gonna leave here with a and your come on, we're gonna take my son.
Let me tell you something. You get his clothes together so he can come and live a better life. He not living a good life there. You get his clothes.
I told you about 6, 7, 8 times. Bring your mother down here, and I'm you and everybody, whoever you bring down here up, you try to take my
You know who else I'm bringing with me? Because I'm bringing somebody else with me.
You better bring an army.
Say what?
It better be an army to come down here and get my son about this house.
I'm bringing nephew Tommy with me.
You ain't home?
I'm bringing nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show with me.
Oh, man. You serious?
Clarence, this is Tommy, man. This is nephew Tommy.
Man, woo! Man, I'm about to up everybody out here. Man, come down here taking my shit.
Your brother named Benjamin got me to get you, dog.
Oh, man. See, that's how family gets up. See, next time I see him, it's on. Man, that was a good one, man.
Oh, man. All right, Paul. Tell me one more thing, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There you have it. There you have it. The adoption agency.
Take that man's baby.
Man. All right, here we go. Coming up next for Nephew Tommy, it is April 19th and 20th. Comedy Factory. That's the Comedy Factory in Baltimore, Maryland. Back by popular demand, from what they tell me. The nephew is coming back through there April 19th and 20th. Tickets are on sale right now. The nephew is coming. Now, the big one that's laying in the cut. Oh, my God. Father's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend, June 15th at the Majestic. Yes, in Dallas, Texas. It is Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam. You don't want to miss it. Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam. It is in Dallas, Texas at the Majestic. And that is where you get all of the nephew. That's flat footed for an hour right there, Sharon. That's just straight ignorant, straight crazy. Oh, okay. That is the nephew at his best. So Dallas, come get it. Got a couple friends with me, but you're coming to see your boy act a doggone fool. Come with me. Come with me. All right. Tickets on sale right now. Coming to Dallas. which is where Ready to Love just finished up at. Yeah.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. And the subject of this one is, the subject is, I want to tell her so bad. And we'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.